Welcome to Night of the Living Geeks. If you geek out over it, we've got a podcast for it.
Enchanté.
Hi, hi, and welcome. I'm Classy.
And I'm fucking old.
And thanks for joining
us. You know my
us.
Name by now.
Sure. And thanks for joining us on Talkadoo, a variety talk show where we talk about anything and nothing at all and hopefully get you talking too.
And we're going to be doing a quickie one. We're going to have a nice short, it's 11 o'clock for you. I was going to say we're going to have a nice short nooner, but it's 9 for me because Super Bowl. And I'm not really going to watch it. That's fine. But we don't have a whole lot of time. So we're just going to bang it out in a good way.
49ers. What, Nick?
Do you remember the team that I'm a fan of?
I don't. I'm sorry.
It's fine. I'm a Seahawks fan. Although I do like
gross.
The 49ers.
That's right. I did know that.
We'll get into this with the question that I've got for you in a minute. But the thing is, I have a personal, a personal rubric, an algorithm, if you will, a sorting algorithm, where you have one team, any sport that you root for, and that is your team. And then underneath that, if they're not playing or whatever, they're definitely out, you root for the local team if it's different. And it should usually be the same, right? Like the Warriors, the Sharks, the A's for now. They're my local team, so I root for them. But yeah, I don't know. I never really got into the 49ers because my parents were from Seattle.
And then I don't give a about them either.
I will pretend to hate them as well. I'm actually neutral on them, and a couple people I know who like them, I'm like, I want them to be happy, because that's the third rubric. So after your local team goes away, you root for the teams that your friends root for, and then after those go away, anything, just whatever. You don't need a reason to like a team. It can be the mascot, it can be the uniforms, it can be a specific player, it can be whatever. You use whatever rubric you want to vote to root when you're that low down.
Okay.
That's my rubric. I'll give you my... Oh, sorry. Let me ask first. How have you been?
I've been good. Yeah. Had some time off this week, and So that was nice.
How cold is it down there right now? Is it insane, or is it getting back to normal?
No, it's, like, super nice out. Like, I mean, 52 and cloudy right now, but, like, all week it was, like, 60 and sunny.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I was visiting a friend yesterday. I don't know if it's today or yesterday or whatever, but his 40th birthday will be soon. It's about-ish now. And we were playing Magic with a bunch of people, but he lives down in Scotts Valley, which, as you know, is roughly... It's closer to Santa Cruz than it is to here, and it's up in the mountains.
Yeah.
And it said that it was, like, 58 degrees, but I swear to God, when I was outside, it's like, it is not 58. It is 10 degrees. It's so cold.
Yeah. That's because it's like wet cold up there. Is the coast.
Yeah. And it's on the wrong side of the mountains too. If it was just as far as it was away from the summit, but in the other direction, it would be a lot warmer.
Yeah.
I'm very upset. But it was fun. And I have now learned as an adult, I'm no longer afraid of Highway 17.
Really? As an adult, I'm like more scared of Highway 17.
Well, you know, the secret for me is you stay in the right-hand lane and you go as fast as you can go, and then eventually you're going to hit a truck, like a big rig or whatever. Not literally hit it, that would be bad. But you're going to hit it, and they're going to be going like 45 miles an hour because that's all they can go.
Yeah.
So you just stay two car lengths behind them, and you just go super slow up the entire thing. Because, yeah, it's windy and it's not fun. I don't like it, but I learned that I can do it.
Yeah, like, I mean, I've driven it a whole bunch, but it's just, yeah, it's, like, the scariest freeway. Not because of myself, because I know I'm a good driver.
Oh, yeah, the maniacs.
It's everybody else. Like, that freeway is insane.
Oh, you know, okay, I promise we will get to our question, but that actually triggered something in me, because I think, wow, California drivers are maniacs, but then I look at Reddits for, like, Virginia, where they go, man, Virginia drivers are maniacs, or any other state, and people are like, oh, wow, I think just all drivers are maniacs, so I'm going to ask the Texas drivers that you've noticed so far, are they maniacs?
That depends on where you are. I mean, it's a big state, so
yeah,
everybody drives differently depending on the state. But the meme about, like, okay, so there's a meme about Texas drivers, and it's if it says 65, it's 75. If it says 70, it's 80. If it says 75, it disappears. So that's kind of how Texas drivers are, like, because most of it is just long stretches of highway in the country. Yeah, like, people drive fast.
Yeah, it's like, have you ever driven through Montana?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's exactly like that, where it's just like, speed limit? No, just go.
Well, they didn't have a speed limit up until, like, the 80s or 90s or something like that. Like, I mean, like, really, I say really recent, but you know what I mean. Like,
oh, no, you're right. Like, there were no, so there was no mandated speed limit until the 70s, and that's when they're like, all right, look, we have gas problems, so everyone's going to be 55 miles an hour, or you're not getting highway money. And especially if you're like, you're Montana, you need that highway money because you got a lot of highway that you got to cover. And then I think, like, in the, I want to say maybe it was like the late 90s or the early 2000s, the government was just like, all right, no more federally mandated. You can just make it whatever you want. And then I know Montana was just like, yeah, we don't have one. We're an autobahn. Just go as fast as you want. All right, so our question for this week, I've got one for you. Because it's the Super Bowl, this just came to me. What is your personal relationship with sports, or, as the British might say, so that to not keep them confused, sport?
I played sports, like, all my life. So, I played soccer mostly, and then I played volleyball on the side, and then volleyball then shifted to my main sport after high school, and I played in college, where I played college club, and I got, like, super involved and was, like, the president. We ended up taking fifth in the nation the year I was president.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I have a very strong relationship with sports.
Cool.
But as far as, like, professional sports go, big Giants fan, as you know. But San Francisco Giants, by the way, for everybody.
The original Giants.
And, yeah, like, I'm a big Sharks, I wouldn't say big Sharks fan. I'm not as big of a Sharks fan anymore. I'm also just not as big of a fan of sports anymore, just because, like, I don't really have the chance to watch them, like, anymore. So I think, like, my sports fandom has kind of tapered off, especially now that I don't spend time in, like, sports bars or anything like that. Yeah.
Now, do you not watch them because you don't have the time, because it's too difficult, or because you just don't care? Because personally, I don't watch them because I can't figure out how to watch most of them. I'll get into that in a second, but I want to hear your answer first.
I think D, all of the above. Like, I don't think I care as much anymore. I also don't have the time. I mean, like, a lot of time goes into watching sport.
You said sport just like a proper Briton.
I didn't mean to. But, I think it's a mix of everything. Like,
yeah.
And also, we don't have cable anymore. We had cable for a short time to try and watch sports, because Drew is really into sports, and, like, knows everything about every sport other than hockey. And so, yeah, you know, like, we had it for a time, but he didn't watch it all that often, aside from the games that he wanted to watch. So he just bought the packages, like, for the teams he cared about.
That's what I was getting at, because it is so hard right now to actually watch sports to find the stuff that I want to watch, because, you know, all the teams that I follow aside from the Seahawks. And actually, here's the thing. I don't even really like football that much anymore. It was fine when we were super into it with like fantasy sports. But after that, I was just kind of like, I don't really care about this. So yeah, it's really hard to actually find a package that will let me watch local sports that isn't a cable package, because I already pay half as much for cable as I would just for all my streaming services. And so to add cable on top of that, essentially just for sports, eh. And so, like, hockey, I tried a while back, there was a deal where you could get the NHL Center Ice. Like, you can watch any hockey game you want at any time. And so I was like, awesome, I'm going to sign up for that. I will stream all of the games for the Sharks. I will watch it. Blackout restrictions apply.
Yeah.
So unless, like, I know you've mentioned before that Drew is an Angels fan.
Yes.
What are his other teams, just out of curiosity? We'll interview him through you.
He's a Bengals fan, an Angels fan, and those are like his two main, and he's a LeBron James fan, so.
Yeah. Basketball is really interesting because I feel that's one of the sports where you can obviously be a fan of a team, but you can also just be a fan of a player. And then when that player goes to a new team, now you're just a fan of that team.
Well, and that's why he's a Bengals fan, quite honestly.
Yeah.
Because of
Chad Ochocinco.
No, when he was a kid, I think it was Cam Newton. I can't.
No.
No.
He was our. So, sorry, the reason I say that is because Cam Newton played like when we were really into football.
That's
and honestly
true.
if he was a kid when that was happening, I would have to report you.
Yeah. I feel so bad, but I can't remember the player that he was like super into back then, but
that's fair.
But yeah, he became a fan of the team due to this one player, and he's been a fan ever since.
That's neat. No, that's really cool. I honestly, that's one of the things I love about sports is that everyone has a very unique story. And the reason I phrase it as what's your personal relationship is because it is a very personal relationship. Like, I'm a Sharks fan because they are the only sports team here. Well, the Earthquakes, whatever. But they're the only sports team that was here for a long, long time. And so if I want, I was like, cool, I love this city, so therefore I love this team. And now I just really like hockey. I got real into hockey in my previous job because there were just a lot of hockey people. And so I enjoyed just being able to talk to people about a thing that we all had like a lot of knowledge about. And that's just one of my, sounds weird to say it's a fetish, but that's something that I love because a lot of the podcasts I listen to, it's just two friends, three friends who know a lot about something and they're just chatting about whatever. And so, yeah. Interesting. Yeah, so that makes it real easy for him then, because since all of his teams that he follows are outside of the local market, he doesn't have to worry about blackouts.
He does sometimes. I mean, if they're playing a Texas team and whatnot. Yeah. So, yes, he still has to worry about blackouts.
That whole thing, oh, I swear to God. So this is something in another podcast. Like I said, they get into, and I've been banging on this drum for a while now. Make it easy for me to watch your sport, and I will. Because my personal relationship was, my brother is still really big sportsman, loves sport, as we might call him, a real sporto. And, so, you know, I was the younger brother, so I'm like, well, anything he likes, I gotta not like, and anything I like must be set up in opposition to him. We've reconciled, everything's great, but it's just that's the relationship that we had. And so I didn't like sports, even though when I was playing Little League Baseball, loved Little League Baseball. When I was playing Little League Soccer, loved Little League Soccer. But as I got to be like 10, 11, 12, I was like, no, that's a Rick thing. I'm going to be really into Magic the Gathering. yeah, hey, it's true. Oh my God, yesterday was such a blast. Anyway, you know, and that's the thing is, but now that I'm watching it as an adult, for that brief time that I had cable, and it was easy to watch, it was great. But now it's like, okay, it's expensive to get cable, and you're essentially just using it for sports. And then everything else that you're doing, like there's so many blackouts and things like that, and you just don't know. You know who has it right is the Phoenix Suns. So this is their basketball team, obviously. Just I know you know, but maybe our listeners aren't familiar with the NBA. But the Phoenix Suns, the owner, walked around, well, walked, whatever, had people walk around the Phoenix area, ringing on doorbells and saying, hi, do you have cable? No? Here is a free antenna. We're going to put it on your TV. That's how you do it. And now they have really huge ratings. It's like, that's brilliant. I love that.
That
do
is.
Do that for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that for me. Or like, oh, yeah, I don't know. It just frustrates me. And the way, like, it's the year 2024. Why are there still blackouts?
Right?
Well, people aren't going to go to the game. It's like, they're going to go to the game anyway. And also, if they're not, what are you going to do? We don't want people to watch the game. No, that's dumb. You get way more advertising revenue that way. It's such an old school mentality.
It really is. Like, I don't understand because, I mean, it's like, why wouldn't you want your local people to watch the game? And I get it. Like, you want people to go to the game, but that's just dumb. Like,
yeah.
A lot of people just can't afford.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's the greatest thing. Okay, the Sharks, if anyone is not interested in hockey, you don't know this, but the Sharks are very bad this year, and that's fine, and I love it, because this is the first year since 2016 I've been able to go to a game, because the tickets were just too damn high for so long. I loved them. I loved watching them on TV. I could maybe afford, like, oh, I will go on StubHub on like a Tuesday night when they're playing in February, when they're playing a meaningless game, and I can spend $60 on a nosebleed ticket. I'm like, no. Now, it's like $30 and I can get a ticket. So I've gone to like 4 or 5 games this season. I've treated friends because I was able to go. Our friend Jeanette had never been to a hockey game. And so I took her.
Oh, did she have fun?
She loved it.
Oh, good.
She loved it. Yeah.
I love that.
No, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, what she really loved was she likes soccer. But again, how do you watch soccer in the United States of America? I don't know. I have a team 5 miles down the road. Unless I go to the stadium, I don't know how to watch them.
Ugh. Yeah.
Make it easy. Come on, people. Actually, I guess now I do know how to watch them because they're MLS. And so if I had... it's not. What's it? Disney is airing all of the Premier League stuff. I don't know if they have MLS or not, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Frustrating. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very frustrating. Okay. So before we move on to the next thing, I have one sub question with you, which is, are there any non-sports that you really like and wish people would treat? Oh, actually, I hate to answer it for you, but it's something that we have talked about in the past. Esports.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are fun. The only other one I was going to suggest, I hate to be the one to always answer my own questions, but it gives you time to think. But last night when I was playing Magic, I would love to see like professional Magic, because I was just playing I was playing a game with our buddy Mitch, and I had him on the ropes. I was one turn away from just beating him. It was going to be great. And then he says, if I don't draw this one card, I'm going to have to just forfeit. I'm like, all right, whatever, dude. He draws the one card, and then he proceeds with, like, 3 land. He proceeds to somehow, and I still don't understand it, but I trust him. He's not a liar. He did this combo that killed me in one turn. I went from full life to... I didn't even take any damage. He actually decked me. He milled my entire deck, which some of our nerd listeners will understand. I don't know how familiar you are with Magic. But that was the most spectacular thing I've ever seen. I still don't know how he did it, but it was amazing. And so seeing something like that on a TV, I would love to do that. So anyway, now that you've had a chance to think,
revisit the, I don't know how much you know about Magic. I just learned how to play this last October when my dad was in the hospital. My sister taught me how to play Magic while we were sitting in the hospital with him.
Ah, cool. Your sister's cool as hell. Hey, it's been nice knowing you, but
cool as hell, actually.
This is my prestige where I reveal all this time has been a long con so that I can have you introduce me to your sister, because she sounds rad as hell. No, so what colors spoke to you, I should say?
I really like red.
Mm.
So I was a quick player.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I was, I too am a red. I'm a red white till I die. Boros, I love you. Yeah, red white till I die, because they're both quick, but they have some really nice synergies together. So I am so excited. Have you played since then?
I have not, but just because, like, well, that's not true. I played MTG Arena on Steam, so I played a little bit. But she gave me a couple of decks. So she gave me a commander deck for Christmas, and she gave me, like, a regular deck for Christmas. So
nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's the thing. So I grew up playing it, and I really liked it. I don't know why I picked the two hobbies, Magic and Warhammer. The two most expensive hobbies when I was a poor kid and had no income, but I picked those, and I loved both the games. But then they both got really competitive, and I just kind of fell off. Because even though I loved, like, playing sports or whatever, I was no good at them. I just liked participating. And so I stopped playing Magic for a long, long time. But in the years since then, they've kind of realized, oh, this is too... exclusionary isn't quite the right word, because anyone could get into it, but like that tournament scene and whatever is too not fun for the general person. So they've made a lot of ways, like Commander, like you said, that really entice new players. And our dear friend Brandon just thought of me the other day, and he came to this thing. He's like, hey, here, Nick, have a deck. It's very you. And I looked at it, and it was a Commander deck, and it's like, oh my god, it's all big creatures, and yeah, I love it. Perfect. That's great. Nice. I'm happy for you. I hope you enjoy it. If I can make a suggestion, wow, that came out weird. If I can make any suggestion, I would say that the best way to play, because, you know, it does become a suitcase game or a money game, is sealed deck or draft. Have you done either of those?
No.
Okay. So both of them, sealed deck, they give you 5 packs of cards from the same set, and they say, you can have any amount of basic land you want. Here's just a bunch of basic land. And then you have to make a deck, 40 cards instead of 60. 40 cards out of just those 5 packs. Draft is very similar. You get 3 packs, open it up, you pick one, pass the rest of the pack to the left, and then you pick one out of that, and you just build a deck that way. It's so fun, because you put together such weird decks, where, like, overlooked cards that are considered crap in the regular game become all stars because it's like, oh yeah, this is a 2/1 with flying. You have no response to it.
Right.
It's wonderful. Okay. Sorry. Thank you for letting me geek out.
No, please. And I was going to say though, like, that revisiting, like, our sports conversation, while I would like to see esports on the professional level, and, like, I have a very personal and distinct definition of sport, and I think everybody does. I think everybody has different interpretation of what a sport is, and
I concur with you. Yeah.
A sport versus a game, and I don't believe esports are really a sport. I do think it's still a game, but
ton of skill.
Yes, it's a kind of skill. Yes.
Yeah.
But it's not a sport, in my opinion.
Totally fair. My personal opinion, I actually, that's interesting, because we've talked about this in the past, and I thought we were 100% agreement, but I still love and respect your opinion. So when I say the next thing, don't worry, I'm not flaming or disagreeing. But my personal opinion is that a sport is any contest where one side is actively trying to prevent the other side from doing something. So that's why, even though golf, I think, is a wonderful game that I'm just not into personally, it's not a sport. Swimming, enormous athleticism, running, enormous athleticism. I wish I could do any of them. Not really a sport, because you can do it by yourself. But like football, baseball, basketball, there's a team, or tennis. Tennis is a great example because it's not a team sport. There is one person against another person, and they are trying to stop the other person from doing something. So I would personally consider esports to be a sport because you have a team like League of Legends. You have one team trying to do a thing that the other team is trying to stop, and vice versa. But like I said, or I'm sorry, like I said, no. Like you said so eloquently and perfectly, yeah, it's a very personal definition, and there's no right, no wrong.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. But yeah. It's also like having a political conversation.
No, I know. And I've been so annoyed. Like, I've heard people say, oh, baseball's not a sport. You're not running around. I'm like, what the fuck? No, man, whatever. I don't care. It's stupid. No, I agree with you that people get, it's one of those things that I think the internet has just made worse, where it's like, it's so easy to turn a simple conversation into a, you must have a take, and then you must defend your take, instead of just being like, yeah, no, oh, that's an interesting definition. And I agree, I disagree with it, but you defended it very well, and it works for you, so hey, mazel tov.
Yeah, and I mean, like you said, I may have even said esports was a sport at one point.
Yeah.
But opinions change, too. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, what? What? No, no, opinions don't change. Santa Claus is real. The Tooth Fairy is real. I still believe everything I believed. I'm sorry, I don't even believe it. I know it's a fact. These are facts. You don't believe facts. You just know. Yeah, I get so annoyed with that. It's like again, not, we won't get political, but I get so annoyed when any politician has like a 40-year career and people go, oh, well, in 1982 they said this and now they said the other thing, so therefore they're pandering. It's like, no, dude, we know things now we didn't know back in the day. Things change. People should change their opinions on stuff. You should evolve and grow.
And as you evolve and grow, like, you change, like, your thought, your opinion, your, with greater wisdom of growing, your opinions change because you have better perspective, hopefully.
Yeah.
You have better perspective on life and can make a more informed decision based on your biases.
Absolutely. I can think of no good transition. If you have a segue, by all means. But we should move into our Mad Libs, since we were going to, oh, we'll knock a quick one out real fast. We're at 34 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the Mad Libs I have today are sports themed.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
This has been a real sports extravaganza. Listen to us.
Yeah.
That's great.
Okay. So for those of you who have been listening or just joining us, this is we follow a schedule of types of activities, and Mad Libs is this week. And so I have a Mad Lib for you. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. And I have a theme with my answers, but don't worry. It's not horny Nick theme. You'll be very pleased.
Yes, I would be very pleased if that's not the case. Okay, so name of an NFL star.
Oh boy, here's where I'm so out of touch. I'm like, okay, who does my nephew like? Is his name Greg Kittle? How about we just say this? Kittle. He's the tight end for the 49ers, and I forget his first name because I'm that out of touch.
Position. I'll say center.
Okay. Oh man, shoot. I was really hoping that one would have been mine, and I would have, as a complete joke, because I just said it was going to be non-horny, say missionary, but ha ha ha, and then give you a real one. But center is very good. Yeah, I know. Also, missionary with the lights off and not looking at each other. No, I'm joking. What's the next one then?
It says Ravens or other NFL team, but I'm just going to say
NFL team.
Yeah.
Okay, Packers. I always love their colors.
You like the Packers colors?
I like green and yellow.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Of course you do.
I also learned something that I really like. They will never move because they are owned by the city of Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm like, oh, that's cool as hell. Because otherwise, they'd have been out of there centuries ago.
Okay. A crime.
Name a movie you don't like. Like, that was a crime against cinema.
No. Larceny.
Cool.
Drinking and or smoking.
Also, just like, how about we just say, like, a vice, a habit? Drinking or smoking, what would be, actually, wow. I'm actually, now because they prompted me, I'm like, what kind of vices are there other than drinking and smoking? You know what? Let's just go basic. We'll say smoking.
Since you kind of got cheated on that one, because it was, go to the next one, I need totally a weapon. Fair.
Oh, Jesus, that escalated.
Yeah.
So here's the first one that I have where I can use my theme. Phaser. Set to kill.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I was gonna do Star Trek.
I'm glad I gave you the next one because the next one is bodily fluid. So I'm gonna say sweat.
Hey, speaking of next episode, what's the question is gonna be? What's your favorite bodily fluid? No.
Oh my god. No.
Oh, I like the thing in your eye. What do you call that? The oh, I used to know the name for it. Oh well.
Asleep?
No, that's a good one. I couldn't think of that. No, I'm actually thinking of the liquid in your eye. It's got sclera. There we go. No. That's what makes your eye white. Yeah, no. All this is my personal opinion. We like everything about the human body is gross and disgusting. Every single thing about it. Yeah. Anyway, move on.
Okay. Synonym for not enough.
Oh, so more or whatever. I don't want to be that basic to just say more. So not enough. Is dearth? Yes, dearth is not having enough. Yes, dearth. I used to think that's one of those words that I used to think meant, or am I thinking surfeit? No, they're both the same. I used to think one meant surplus, and so I would just say, oh yeah, there's a dearth of knowledge. Dearth of knowledge is like, no, you're using that word wrong. Anyway, it means the opposite of wealth.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Number greater than 5,000. 7,777.
The number of angels from the Lord.
Wait, really?
No. I just know 777. It don't matter. I was very, very vaguely Catholically raised, so yeah, I don't know. Also, I think that might be a Protestant thing. Who cares? Let's move on.
Location other than his office.
So literally anywhere.
Anywhere but his office.
Panera.
Okay. Activity other than taking action.
Not taking action.
Sunbathing.
That's a good one.
Number greater than 7.
Okay. So here's the thing. Before I'll give you a number. 45. But the reason I can't speak the reason. No, what I really like about this one is that little bit of specificity, like location other than his office, because that actually gives you kind of like an idea of what to go for, because otherwise it would just say location. You'd be like, I don't know, right. Dublin? You know, that sort of thing. It's like, this is actually, I don't know where you got these ones from, but I like these ones. All right, anyway, sorry, my bad.
No, that's okay. And the last one is just yesterday's date. So here we go. Breaking news. Kittle, who plays center for the Packers, was arrested last night for larceny.
What?
Officials say he had been smoking and was armed with a phaser, and there was sweat everywhere at this crime.
I can see that. Look, okay, narratively, that actually makes sense. You see a phaser, you don't know if it's set to stun or to kill. You're going to start sweating.
Yeah. The NFL plans to suspend him for dearth games.
Okay, wait, so here's the thing.
Definitely doesn't work there.
No, even for not enough games, still doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
Also knowing the NFL, a star who got away with a crime?
Anyway. Or a dearth of games, maybe I should, for a dearth of games, fine him $7,777. But have not done so yet because Commissioner Roger Goodell is currently in Panera doing sunbathing. sunbathing.
As one does in the Panera.
This marks the NFL's 45th arrest since February 10th, 2024.
Wow, 45 arrests in one day. That's really rough.
I like how they made you make it funny. By saying number greater than 7.
Yeah. You couldn't say like, negative 14.
Right.
That's a great one.
Okay, I have another one for you.
Go for it. This will be my Star Trek theme.
I need a sport.
League of Legends.
Okay, and it says adjective, I'm going to say corny. Ooh. And then you need to give me a season.
Okay. See, I'm tempted. No. I was tempted to give you something other than, like, one of the standard four, like, whatever. But we're going to be nice and simple. You said corny. That makes me think of the fall. So we're going to go with fall.
Article of clothing. Beanie.
Oh, I like that. Corn, bean. Yeah.
Nouns. Theme.
Nouns. Oh, so a plural noun.
Yeah.
Dinners. This is going to be a very festive food themed one.
Verb. Let's see. Shucking. A plural noun.
We have a lot of vegetables in this one, so our plural noun is going to be beeves, as in the plural of beef.
Okay, snack food. Oh no, mine's food.
Okay.
Chip.
Nice.
Snack food.
I want to use chip again, but no, let's go with corn nuts. Sidebar. Have you enjoyed corn nuts in the past, and if so, what was your favorite flavor?
I do like corn nuts. I didn't like corn nuts growing up as a kid for some reason, but I have since tried corn nuts, and my favorite flavor is just, like, normal.
Oh! Me too! I was gonna say, like, it feels like saying my favorite color is beige, but yeah, I just really like the normal corn nut.
Yeah, I do too. And then there's this really good brand, I think it's called, like, Incan or Mayan or something like that. And they're, like, organic corn puffs, and they're so good. They're, like, really good.
A coworker of mine went back to Philippines for a couple of weeks to visit his family, and when he came back, he brought this thing called, I think it was called chicha corn, and it's basically, it's Filipino corn nuts. It's made a slightly different way. They, like, puff it, and then they fry it or whatever, but it was so fucking good. Like, I had one or two, and I was like, all right, this is fine. But he said, no, this is like a bar snack. So when I got home, I had a beer with it. And I was just like, I ate fistfuls of that with each sip. It was so good. Nice. Chicha corn.
Okay, we need some sport. So let's say hockey.
Cool.
You need to give me a noun.
Okay, any noun. Chicha corn.
Think of it. I don't know how to spell that, but that's fine. Will just phonetically...
Cheech-a-corn. Yeah, I know what you mean. It's like, ooh. I don't even know how to pronounce it. I'm probably even saying the name right, and probably every Tagalog speaker around here is about to be like, how fucking dare you? How dare you? That is a blessed institution. How dare you mispronounce it?
Maybe. Something tells me, though,
They're more chill.
Like, chill.
Yeah. They're honestly more like, oh, you like cheech-a-corn too? Hell yeah, dude. It's not pronounced that way, but yeah, that's great.
I don't know that they would even correct you.
Yeah.
But, okay, a verb. I'm going to say curl.
Ooh, now that's a good sport, too, curling.
I need another verb.
Another verb. Okay, you did curl. Oh, ooh, let's go with cut, because you just said a hair thing, and I'm going to say a hair thing. Cutting.
And then
cut or cutting.
And then I need an adverb. Slyly. It's an adverb, right?
Yeah, yeah. Describing a noun, describing a verb, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Yes, it is. Sorry. I was screwed. I thought for a second an adverb was a verb with ly, and sly is not one. But no, you're right. It is an adjective used to describe a verb. Yes.
Right.
Yay.
And I need an adjective.
An adjective. I don't want to be basic ass and say sly, so because once again, this is my medieval times crown doing its work. Medieval.
Medieval.
Look at what's in the room. Medieval. Look at what's in the room and name something based off that.
Need another verb. So let's say clicking. Adjective.
Renaissance.
And a noun. I'm going to say renaissance.
Ooh. What we have here is called wordplay.
And then I need a plural noun.
Okay, I don't want to say renaissances, because that's acknowledging it and then throwing it away is sufficient. So a plural noun is what it was? Okay,
yeah.
Wines.
And then adjective. Murky. Oh,
good one.
Okay, here we go. Nothing beats a game of League of Legends on a corny fall day. Fans dress in their team's beanie and wave dinners to show their support.
You just put like a turkey on a stick and start waving it in the air. Yeah.
Oh gosh. Before the game, players will shucking with fans. Or I guess shuck.
We'll shuck
with fans and autograph beeves for them.
We just take like a whole bunch of clams and or oysters and or corn. With our favorite slabs of beef.
It's a tradition to eat a chip or corn nuts at hockey games.
It is. Congratulations, Classy. We did it. We made one factual statement.
We can just set it down and walk away.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Yeah. Sorry.
When a team scores a chichicorn. Oh, God. When a team scores a chichicorn, fans will curl and cut slyly. And if you're medieval, you can catch a flying clicking. Click, I guess.
I don't even know, because it was. How would you, like, a flying red? How does that sentence even work?
Yeah, a verb. Yeah.
Oh, it was a verb. No, even then, like,
I know,
you can catch
that doesn't
a flying
work.
To go. What? I don't know, right? Whatever. Mad Libs, you're on notice. Makes sense.
Make it make sense. Gift shop sells souvenirs, like Renaissance.
It's just albums of Beyonce done with like harpsichords.
And wines to remember a murky day at the game. Thank God.
I like this world. We somehow did a food-centric one on accident, and then food was actually in there, and we made a sentence. And also, I love the idea of Renaissance.
Renaissance. So good.
There are, like, it's kind of neat, because there are a lot of, like, Renaissance-type bands, or, you know, like groups that just go back and do covers of pop songs in, like, a Renaissance style. So I'm sure you could find a Renaissance cover of Beyoncé's Renaissance album out there somewhere, and it would probably be pretty good.
Yeah.
That's how I'm gonna say it. pretty good.
Okay, well, since we were supposed to cut it short, I'm Classy.
And I'm Nick. See, I'm not fucking old, I'm Nick.
Oh, okay.
I'm young and vital, I know what Renaissance is.
Signing off and hoping you have a good tomorrow and take care of each other.
Hi, everyone. Nick cutting in just a moment because we forgot to mention that our next episode is a culture club, which, if you recall, is when we pick a movie or book or something that we both really want to talk about. And I have suggested for this one the 2023. Yes, it was a 2023 movie that I saw and loved called Polite Society. It's a fun little action comedy, mostly comedy, about sisters in the UK. And it gets real, real weird. So I do not recommend watching the trailer. Just trust us on it that you will have a fun time with it. Unless you don't like it, which is totally cool too. You don't gotta like it. But, it's not a bummer. That's what I'm trying to say. It is not a bummer. I believe you can watch it on Peacock because it is owned by some corporate overlords. If not, you can watch it on Amazon. They make things real hard to watch nowadays, as we have talked about. So if you gotta watch it by downloading it illegally through internet, I can't say do that, but you know, it didn't get a lot of press, or it didn't get a lot of viewers, because it was a small movie in a year where people only go to see big movies. So I would personally prefer and recommend watching it any legitimate way you can, but it's 2024, I totally get it. Anyway, Polite Society, we'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Wonderful movie, take care, have a great day. I don't know how to end the thing, and Classy already ended it, so bye bye.
This has been a Night of the Living Geeks production. For more information and content, visit NOTLG.com.